नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्यां नारं चैव नरोत्तमां देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासां तत्त्वचायं उदीरयेत् नास्तप्रयेषु अपाद्रेषु नित्यं भगवत सेवया भगवद्युतमा श्लोके भक्ते प्रभाति नैष्ठिकी. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, chapter 13, text number 31. Yeah. Ajata, Satru, Krita, Maitro, Kutaknir, Vipram, Natva, Tila, Go, Bhumi, Rakmai, Rukmai, Griham, Pravishto, Guru, Vandanaya, Na, Chapashat, Pitalo, Sobarin, Cha, Ajatasat, Ajatasatru Krita Maitro Hutagnir Vipranatva Tirago Bhumi Dukmai Griham Pravishto Guru Vandanaya Nacha Pashyat Pitalo Sobarincha Ajata Satru Krita Maitro Hutaknir Vipranatva Tirago Bhumi Dukmai Griham Pravishto Guru Vandanaya Nacha Pasya Pitaro Sobarincha Ajata Satru Krita Maitro Hutaknir Vipranatva Tirago Bhumi Dukmai Griham Pravishto Guru Vandanaya Nacha Pasya Pitaro Sobarincha Nacha Prasatru Kitan Maitra Lutagir Vipranan Maitra Tirago Bhumi Lukmai Priham Pravishto Guru Vandanaya Nacha Pasha Pitaro Sukhani Nantyan Achata Shatru Kita Maitro Hukaknir Viprana Natva Tirago Bhumi Naknai Iham Pravishto Guru Vandanaya Nacha Pasha Pitaro Shabarincha
Ajata Shatru Pita Maitra Kutani Ajata Shatru Pita Maitra Kutani Iprana Prati Lago Bhumi Rukmai
Iham Pravishto Guru Vandanaya Hanta Vishta Guru Vandanaya
Nacha
Pasha Pitaro Sobarincha Nacha Pasha Pitaro Sobarincha Aja Satru Pita Matro Vipram Nanata Tirato Gurina Viham Pravishta Guru Vandanaya Nacha Pasha Pitaro Pisaya Nacha Pasha Pitaro Vipranam Ratva Tirago Bhumi Marajis. Acha Shatru Tita Pratyana Vipana Datta Dina Ajata, never born. Shatruhu, enemy. Krita, having performed. Maitraha, worshipping the demigods. Huta Agni, and offering fuel in the fire. Vipram, the Brahmanas. Natva, offering obeisances. Tirago Bhumi, Tirago Mumi Dukmai, along with grains, cows, land, and gold. Griham, within the palace. Pravishta, having entered into Guru Vandana, Guru Vandanaya, for offering respect to the elderly members. Na, did not. Cha, also. Apashat, see. Pitaro, his uncles. Sobarin, Gandhari, Cha, also. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Maharaj Yudhisthira, whose enemy was never born, performed his daily morning duties by praying, offering fire sacrifice to the sun god, and offering obeisances grains, cows, land, and gold to the Brahmanas. He then entered the palace to pay respects to the Odri. However, he could not find his uncles or aunt, the daughter of King Subala. Purport. Maharaj Yudhisthira was the most pious king because he personally practiced daily the pious duties for the householders. The householders are required to rise early in the morning, and after bathing, they should offer respects to the deities at the home by prayers, by offering fuel in the sacred fire, by giving the Brahmana in charity land, cow, grain, gold, etc. And at last, offering to the Odi members due respects and obeisances. One who is not prepared to practice injunctions prescribed in the Shastras cannot be a good man simply by book knowledge. Modern householders are practiced to different modes of life, namely to rise late and then take bird tea without any sort of cleanliness and without any purificatory practices, as mentioned above. The household children are taken to practice what the parents practice, and therefore the whole generation glides toward hell. Nothing good can be expected from them unless they associate with sadhus. Like Dhritarashtra, the materialistic person may take lessons from a sadhu like we do, and thus be cleansed of the effects of modern life. Maharaj Yudhisthira, however, could not find in the palace his two uncles, namely Dhritarashtra and Vidura, along with Gandhari, the daughter of King Subala. He was anxious to see them and therefore asked Sanjaya, the private secretary of Dhritarashtra. Translation again. Maharaj Yudhisthira, whose enemy was never born, performed his daily morning duties by praying, offering five sacrifices to the sun god, and offering obeisances, grains, cows, land, and gold to the brahmanas. He then entered the palace to pay respects to the elderly. However, he could not find his uncle or aunt, the daughter of King Subala. Om Gyana Timinandasya Gyananjana Sharakaya Chakshu Uminitan Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Vdare Smadhi Tamaha Krishna Goswami Ninamine Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Vdare Smadhi Bhaktivedanta Swami Ninamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Prachanine Nivishesha Shunyavadi Paschadilishatanine. So in the purport, Srila Prabhupada, he was talking about the pious duty for the householders. So let's take a look again. What is the pious duty for the householders? Prabhupada, he writes here, the householders are required to rise early in the morning, and after bathing, they should offer respects to the deities at home by prayers, by offering fuel in the sacred fire, by giving the brahmana in charity land, cows, grains, gold, etc., and at last offering to the elderly members due respects and obeisances. So herein this, it reminds me even Lord Krishna, you know, when he came to this material world 5,000 years ago, we know that he married 16,108 queens. Actually, all the queens, they are the most beautiful women in the creation. But as soon as Lord Krishna heard the crowing of the clock, immediately he will get up and take his shower. Actually, Bhikkhu, he was sharing with me this morning. He was saying as soon as Lord Krishna would wake up, he would take his shower, go to the temple, and then perform some meditation. I was asking Bhikkhu Prabhupada what kind of meditation Lord Krishna was performing. Bhikkhu Prabhupada was telling me he is actually meditating on himself. Yeah. So that's really, I was really amazed to hear that. So even Lord Krishna, you know, he is following the injunctions of the Vedas, because Lord Krishna wants to set up a perfect example for all of us. For all of us. So actually, from here we can understand that human life is really not for sense gratification. It's actually for the upliftment of our consciousness. Like, Srila Prabhupada, he was telling us in his purport in the Bhagavad Gita in the first in the fourth chapter, text number 26. So in this verse, Prabhupada he was saying that the unadulterated brahmacharis sacrifice the hearing process and the senses in the fire of mental control, and the others, the regulated householders. So Prabhupada, actually Krishna, again, he was talking about the householders. The regulated householders sacrifice the objects of the senses in the fire of the senses. You know, Srila Prabhupada, he wrote very, very wonderful purport to this verse. So let's take a look, huh? So the members of the four divisions of human life, namely the brahmachari, the grihastha, the vanaprastha, and the sannyas, are all meant to become perfect yogis or transcendentalists. Since human life is not meant for our enjoying sense gratification like the animals, the four orders of human life are so arranged that one may become perfect in spiritual life. And then Srila Prabhupada, he speaks about the life of the brahmachari. Prabhupada, he said, the brahmacharis are students under the care of a bona fide spiritual master, control the mind by abstaining from sense gratification. A brahmachari hears only words concerning Krishna consciousness. Hearing is the basic principle for understanding. And therefore, the pure brahmachari engages fully in Hare Nama Mukirtana, chanting and hearing the glories of the Lord. He retains himself from the vibration of material sounds, and his hearing is engaged in the transcendental sound vibration of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this is the duty of the brahmachari. And then Srila Prabhupada, he talks about the duty of the grihastha, the householders. Similarly, the householders who have some license for sense gratification perform such acts with great restraint. Sex life, intoxication, and meat eating are generally tendencies for human society. But a regulated householder does not indulge in unrestricted sex life and other sense gratification. Marriage on the principles of religious life is therefore current in all civilized human society. Because that is the way for restricted sex life. This restricted, unattached sex life is also a kind of yagya, because the restricted householder sacrificed his general tendency toward sense gratification for higher transcendental life. So that means no matter who we are, whether we are, you know, grihastha, brahmachari, vanaprastha, sannyas, we are all meant to become perfect yogis or transcendentalists. There's another interesting point in the purport. Srila Prabhupada, he was talking about the importance of the association with the sadhus. Prabhupada, he was saying here that nothing good can be expected from them unless they associate with sadhus. Them means the people from modern world. Because previously, Srila Prabhupada, he was said that people in the modern world, they get up late and then they take bird tea without any sort of cleanliness and without any purificatory practice. So how we can change this bad habit? The only way is, you know, to do that is by the association of sadhus. Just like in the Bhagavatam, in the same canto, second chapter, text number 18, it is said that Nasta Prayeshu Abhadrishu Nityam Bhagavatam Sevaya. Bhagavati Uttamashloke Bhakti Bhavati Naishtiki. So by regular attendance of the Bhagavatam class and by the association of the Bhagavatam, the great devotees, all the dirty things within our heart will be gradually cleansed away. Will be almost cleansed away. And when the dirty things within our heart cleansed away, then naturally the dormant Krishna consciousness within our heart will be revived. Just like, you know, Narada Muni. We all know that the great sage Narada Muni, in his previous life, actually he's the son of maidservant. But because, you know, he got the opportunity to serve the Bhaktivedantists along with his mother during the Chaturmasya. The great devotees, those Bhaktivedantists, they were very pleased with Narada Muni and his mother. And then, you know, they gave the permission to Narada Muni to allow him to take the remnants. And simply by, you know, taking the remnants of the Bhaktivedantists and the association of them, the dormant of love of Krishna revived from the heart of Narada Muni. We could see that the sadhu sangha, the association with the devotees, is so important. And that's why, you know, Srila Prabhupada, he established so many temples all over the world, you know, just to give us the opportunity of sadhu sangha, the saintly association. Just like in China, we have a saying, "Jin zhu zhe chi, jin mo zhe hei." That means, you know, if we are associated all the time with red people, so we will become red people ultimately. And if all the time we are associated with black people, we will become black people too. Yeah. So similarly, if all the time we stay in the association of great devotees, sainty person, we will become, you know, sainty person, great devotee too. By the association with great devotees, this is just like we are always keeping in touch with fire. By always stay within fire, naturally we will feel warm. So similarly, by staying with great devotees, naturally we will be become spiritually uplifted. So that's why, you know, the association with the devotees is so important. And also, as devotee, we should reject like Prabhupada said, we should reject the association of the non-devotees. Because their association, like Because their vibration will that will not be good for our, you know, Krishna consciousness practice. So we have to try to, as much as possible, to avoid the association of the non-devotees.
Yeah.
Like Srila Prabhupada, he was talking about the duties of the brahmacharis here. Actually, every one of us, you know, should follow this. That, you know, we should only hear about Krishna. We should only speak about Krishna. So in this way, you know, we will stay in Krishna consciousness. Just like, you know, if we put an iron rod in the fire, and after some time, you know, the iron rod will become like fire.
Yeah.
So similarly, by the association of the devotees, naturally will become Krishna consciousness.
Yeah.
So those are the main points of this verse. And that's all I want to say, you know. Are there any other questions and comments? Yes, Prabhu.
Hare Krishna. Thank you for a nice class. You were mentioning at the end about not associating with non-devotees. Now, you go out every day to interact with the non-devotees. How do you, what is your formula after doing it for so many years for not being affected by that bad association?
So,
because we see sometimes Sankirtan devotees do get affected by associating with the non-devotees on a regular basis. What's your secret?
So actually, tell you frankly, every day is a challenge. Yeah, every day is a challenge. Because when I go out, you know, I meet so many people. But I think it's the it's the mercy of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because it's Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's desire to save the conditioned souls of this world. And whoever helps Lord Chaitanya his mission, we will get all the blessings and mercies of the Lord. I actually personally, you know, feeling that, yeah, it's actually Lord Chaitanya's protection, you see. Otherwise, how can I survive in this kind of, you know, situation? Because every day, I have to meet so many people.
Yeah.
And many of them, you know, especially in the Western countries.
Yeah.
You know, especially in the Western countries, you know, especially the ladies, they were even not properly covered with it themselves.
Yeah.
But somehow or other, by focus on the service and by praying sincerely within my heart, I'm protected. And the Lord really reciprocates with my endeavor, because the Lord always sends so many nice people to come and take Prabhupada's books. And when I see people like Srila Prabhupada's book and give a little bit donation, my heart is feeling very happy too. So, and also another important thing is, you know, again, you know, the association of the devotees. Yeah, because we have a very nice, you know, sadhana here, nice devotee communities here. It's like a, you know, charged with energies. It's like the battery has been fully charged. So when you are charged with spiritual energy, then naturally you will not be affected by the other people. Actually, we are
we are there to give their association, not to take their association. Yeah. So it's all the mercy of the devotees and the mercy of our, you know, Lord Krishna. Any other questions or comments? Yes, Mataji?
In addressing what Archita asked, Vaisheshika Prabhu calls Sankirtan high sadhana. So that, and I actually think it's true. Sometimes when I go out, it takes me out of the maya that I was in at the temple. I mean, it can be, the converse can be true, you know, in some cases, like mine.
Thank you, Mataji, for the good point. Yeah, that's true. You know, many times, you know, if I'm not going out, I tend to, you know, sleep more, or you know, watch little bit news, or you know, take more, you know, prasadam like that. You know, yeah. You know, you are right. It doesn't mean that staying in the temple is safe. You know, actually, maya can be in the temple too. Yeah, you are right. Yeah. Any other questions or comments? Okay, so we will stop here. Thank you so much. You know, Gantraj Shrimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Gauna Bhaktavinoda Ki Jai. Hari Bol. Jai. Hari Bol. Jai. Is that okay? Thank you.